Hello and welcome to the Georgia Baptist Foundation podcast. I'm Jonathan Gray, President and CEO of the Georgia Baptist Foundation. And we're excited to be at the Georgia Baptist Convention annual meeting. And it's a great privilege of ours to have Dr. Steve Eccles, the president of Bruton Parker College, here with us today. Dr. Eccles, we're so glad that you could be with us and look forward to having a chance just to visit with you a few minutes.
Well, thank you, Dr. Gray. We appreciate so much the work that you do with the Georgia Baptist Foundation and supporting Bruton Parker College and other ministry entities.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to have the opportunity. I feel like there's a lot of folks across the state that are not familiar with you or kind of your background and then certainly the great work that you've been doing at Bruton Parker. And I'd love for those in our audience on our podcast just to have just a few minutes to get to know you a little bit better. Why don't you take just a minute or two, tell us a little bit about your family, about your background, and maybe how the Lord called you to be a Christian educator.
I'm a Georgia boy. I grew up in Austell, Georgia, near Six Flags, played football at South Cobb High School. So Georgia is just my home. Yeah. When we were growing up, I was in First Baptist Church of Mableton, Georgia, and there was saved and baptized and had a call to ministry, ultimately met my wife, and just all centered really in that experience in the Mapleton-Austell area. Just had an opportunity to come back when I was at New Orleans Seminary as an academic administrator and professor. Dr. Kelly asked me to come back and lead the Atlanta campus at the time, the New Orleans Seminary, and that brought me back to Georgia. And so now, of course, we've been at Bruton Parker College for 9 years, so it's great being back in Georgia. This is our home. We love it. We have my wife and I, Julie. We've been married 46 years.
Oh, my.
Hard
to
believe
great.
The time has gone by. She's a Georgia girl, as I said. I met her at my home church at Mapleton First Baptist. We have two children. Jeremy and his wife, Grace, live in New Orleans. They're both licensed professional counselors. My son graduated from New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary.
Oh, that's good.
Where I had been on faculty for 11 years. And then my daughter is a school teacher. Her husband has a landscaping business. And we have two of the most adorable grandchildren on the entire planet.
You're not biased, are you?
7-year-old girl, Emma, and little Levi is 3 years old. So it's great being back where we can be near them and enjoy family.
Well, that's great. I appreciate you taking time just to share. Now, I was trying to think back before our time on the podcast. Has it been 10 years at 9 years? How long have you been at
Bruton? Well, I'm in my ninth year, believe it or not. Yes.
I was thinking you were coming close on a decade.
And I'm thinking, how long have you been there now?
It's about the same time for me.
I was thinking it was about the same time.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, I know a lot of the folks probably through the years have heard about Bruton Parker and heard some of the struggles, but I really think there's probably a lot of people out there that have not heard what the Lord has done at Bruton Parker over the last really 10 years. And just amazing story of just his grace and provision to help move things forward. And it's just great to kind of hear some of those things maybe the audience would like to hear. Maybe you can share just a little bit about that.
Well, I'd be glad to. I'll just kind of back up really and just give a little of the history of our school. It was established in 1904. It was established as an elementary and high school. In those days, public education was not widely available. Georgia Baptist churches in that area combined to start our school. And through the years, the school has had some great moments, but also had many challenging moments. In fact, reviewing the history of the school, there's probably been about 7 times over these years that people said, not sure Bruton Parker's going to make
it.
But, you know, Revelation says that Jesus is the one that opens doors that no one can shut. He has kept the door open. And in recent years, we're seeing that door wide open in a greater way than I think any time in the past. But particularly one of the most recent challenges was prior to our coming, some financial difficulties the school had, some issues working through accreditation. The accreditation issue was resolved before I came, but the financial challenges were there. But God has just met the need in an amazing way. In our time in 9 years there, we've seen 33% growth on the on campus. The total headcount, we've almost doubled. We have about almost 1,200 students total. And just seeing the blessings of God in provision, we've been able to build 6 new buildings, dorms, and other structures. In fact, we just had some great news recently. We've now raised all the funds necessary for a brand new nursing building.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then we're about to build another building on our athletic area that's going to be a field house. God has really provided funds for that. We are moving forward with our strategic plan that will provide for even more growth in the coming days. And we're just seeing God provide really in amazing ways. But the most important thing that I would say about Bruton Parker College in recent years is that we are really seeing our mission fulfilled. Our mission, in a nutshell, is to see the lives of students transformed academically. I mean, we are an academic institution, but most importantly, spiritually, for the glory of God. And Jonathan, over the last 9 years, we've seen almost 500 professions of faith among our students.
That is wonderful.
And
praise the Lord.
This fall alone, we've seen 75 professions of faith, another 125 come forward for recommitment. We've seen 17 new Bible study groups, discipleship groups start.
That's
God
phenomenal.
Is really, really moving on our campus.
Praise the Lord.
These are
that
times
great.
I know that are often discouraging. We see some of the things going on in the universities on secular campuses, but God is really moving, even on the secular campuses, but we're seeing something special at Bruton Parker College.
Well, that is a great report, and I think it's important for the audience to know that, you know, in times gone by, there was some concern just about the financial stability of the school and the longevity of the school, and really all of that has basically been addressed, and the school, from what I can tell, is in its strongest financially as it's ever been, and maybe I would say it's as strong as really any of our other institutions. And just a kudos to your work there and what God has done.
Well, it's just been a blessing. When we arrived on campus, the challenges were still there, the low enrollment, and the school was running about $1 million annual deficit.
Wow.
Well, I can report to you the last 5 years, we've averaged about a 12% operational surplus. And that has provided millions of dollars, along with those we've been able to raise for capital funds and other endeavors, to really improve the campus facilities, as well as endow scholarships and other aspects of our strategic plan to offer excellence in every area. God has just blessed in amazing ways. I could give you so many stories and things that it's just incredible. If I could share one really quickly.
Sure, go ahead.
One of the things we faced, the school did not have a huge debt burden, but it was a significant debt burden. And, you know, small colleges trying to get bank loans and things like that, well, you know, that's the challenge. But we were able to secure a U.S. Department of Agriculture loan, community facilities loan, for 40 years, locked in at 3.85%.
That is incredible.
Amazing. And there's a story there I can't share on the podcast of how God did a lot of things in incredible ways, just bringing people into the picture that was just his providence. And, you know, the feds, and of course I know you deal in that world, who knows what they're going to do, but I sleep easy at night. I have no worries. We're locked in. Well, and our debt has been able to be reduced greatly because of all that. And it's just one aspect where we have really seen the providence of God in amazing ways. He gets all the glory for sure.
Well, and I tell you, especially in this interest rate environment,
yes.
Had you not been able to lock that in, or the Lord not allowed y'all to lock that in, it would be more than double of that now.
Oh, absolutely.
So
funds that we can now use for ministry and growing the college.
That's incredible. That's great. Well, certainly you have had a career in Christian higher education. And one of the things we wanted to do on our podcast today was certainly to let the folks who are listening know a little bit more about Bruton Parker, but we also just want to be able to provide some tips and suggestions and some rationale for why it's important for our parents to consider a Christian college when they've got children that are coming of age, so it's time to go to college. And I know that you've probably had that question asked of you many of times as you've met with parents through the years, and just would love to have the opportunity for you just to share with our audience, you know, when they're thinking about colleges and what decisions they should make, why is it important that they consider a Christian college?
Well, if I can, Jonathan, let me just kind of bring into focus why I'm where I'm at and why I'm willing to invest in Christian education. I felt a call to ministry when I was in college, and that was a wonderful experience of just knowing God was leading me into ministry. But at the time, I didn't know exactly what kind of ministry. My heart has always been to pastor. I did that for many years. But I've always also been interested in Christian education. While I was pastoring, I had an opportunity to teach for New Orleans Seminary as an adjunct, also for Samford University, and I began to see the impact that you could make. I love the local church. I love the pastorate. In fact, I've still continued to do that. When I went to New Orleans Seminary as a professor for 11 years, 10 of those years I was a bivocational pastor. I've always been involved in the local church.
Yeah.
I think I checked the other day, my 9 years at Bruton Parker, I have been an interim 8.5 of those 9 years, you know. So I still have that heart for the local church. But one of the things God really spoke to me about at a pivotal point was the impact that I could have in a broader way. It's great to be at one church, and I, like I say, I'm still doing that. But the opportunity to influence so many different students that would be going out in so many different churches, the multiplication effect of that. So that's why I felt God, and He affirmed it in many ways, drawing me into Christian education. Mm. Again, still involved in local church. And let me just say this. Bruton Parker College exists to serve the local church of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about. And so there's that preparation for the future leaders in our church, not just those in ministry, but in every aspect of life. Now, let's talk specifically. Let's zero in on why Christian College. I think our listeners are aware of the cultural divide that we have today. It's greater than it's ever been. When I was coming along, I certainly, for a period of time, I was at a state school. I finished at Mercer University. But for a period of time, I was at a state school, and I sat in those classes where the professors questioned, you know, everything that I'd ever believed in terms of my faith, and really were actually, in a sense, somewhat hostile to the Christian faith. But it's at a whole new level now. And I've never been critical of parents deciding to send their students to state colleges. I understand that we need to be salt and we need to be light. But it's a different day now. And sadly, our state universities are filled, not all of them. There's Christians certainly in those universities. But they have to be lay low. They have to lay low. They have to be careful. They feel like there's a target on their back. More on that in just a minute. But they're literally dedicated to trying to destroy the faith of our children. Now, there's been some studies done. About two-thirds of the students who are active in church go off to college, drop out of church. Two-thirds. There was a time when they would, by the time they were, say, 30, particularly get married, have a child, most of them would come back, no longer. It's a definite trend that we're not seeing the recovery that we once seen. So when that child your student goes off to a secular school, there is a real danger. I have a very close friend of mine. He's in a ministry in another state, and he sent his students, all three of them, to secular universities, and they had experiences where basically now they have renounced their faith. And he has told me many times, he said, "Steve, it was the biggest mistake I ever made." He said, "If I had to hawk everything I own, I would send them to a Christian college, because instead of seeing their faith destroyed, we encourage and develop and strengthen their faith." So that's number one. I think that's the most important aspect
sure,
of why
word.
We're there. By the way, we're the only four-year Sachs-accredited Christian college south of Macon, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida, and all the way to the Panhandle. And you are aware, I'm sure, that south of Macon, there are 1,600 Georgia Baptist churches. And, of course, we serve many other denominations as well. We call ourselves South Georgia's Christian College. So we're that alternative in South Georgia. But moving beyond that supremely important reason of nurturing their faith instead of destroying their faith, I think there are just some practical aspects. Our school is smaller. We're not a big, gigantic 25,000 student university. Our professors know our students by name, and they're committed, and they will go the second and third mile. And by the way, we just got a tremendous, you may have seen it in the Christian Index, we just got a tremendous grant for $2.3 million for student success, and we're hiring several full-time staff members that are going to come alongside these students. That freshman year is tough.
Right.
I can tell you, my children were both good students, but that freshman year, it was a new day. And And so we recognize that. And so we are able as a small school to know these students, to keep up with them. But now we're going to have even greater resources. They're just not going to be there at the big, large state schools. I mean, let's just face it. There's just such huge numbers. You go into a class with 100 students, that kind of thing, you get lost in the crowd. That doesn't happen at our school. But here's a final thing, and there's much more we could say. Not just the nurture of the faith and the fact of having opportunity for staff and faculty to come along and help ensure success. But ultimately, think about this. You send your student off to college. There's a real good chance they're going to meet who they're going to marry those college years. That often happens. And that's, you know, we have so many, it's kind of interesting alumni day to hear, oh, yeah, I met my spouse, you know, at Brent Parker College. We hear that so often. But think about that. You want your student to be in an environment where they're going to meet those kind of dedicated Christians that could ultimately, you know, be the one that they marry. So those are just some of the many reasons, but I think it's more important than ever. Now, here's the thing. People say, well, relatively speaking, all three of our schools in the state are small compared to big state universities. But God has shown over and over in the scripture and in many other instances that he uses the few to do great things.
That's right.
So we feel like we're raising up a mighty army. It may be small, but Gideon only had 300, and he sent tens of thousands to flight. There were only 12 disciples, but they turned the world upside down. And that's what we want to do at Bruton Parker College.
That's great. You know, you talked just a little bit about the type of professor or faculty member. Would there be just a faculty member, maybe a story you could tell us about one of your faculty members that kind of gives us perspective of the type of faculty that you have that'll be found at Christian colleges?
I'm so glad you asked. No, I have so many I could say, but I want to share one, Dr. Sampio Hong, who is from Korea.
Yeah.
But he speaks English better than I do, so he doesn't have that southern accent. But anyway, he's a wonderful man of God. And he came to us. We were looking for a physics professor. And we couldn't believe he applied. He was from a big state university in another state. Very prestigious position. We said, okay, you know, there's got to be something wrong here. Why would someone, oh, ye of little faith we were, believing God's going to send us people? We, you know, didn't recognize it when it happened. We were just like, why in the world, you know, would he leave that? And we were hopeful that it was for the right reason, and it truly was. What a wonderful man of God. And so I remember when he first came on campus and we, you know, were talking with him, and he started smiling the moment he got on campus. He's been there 6 years. I don't think he's quit smiling since. He's just a wonderful soul. And he says this. He said, you know, when I was at the big university, I had a target on my back. I couldn't really share my faith. Here, I can talk about my belief in creation as the Bible, you know, shares it in the Genesis account. I believe that, you know, he believes that as we do, literally. And he said, I can share my faith in Christ. And what a great soul he is. And honestly, he could go anywhere and triple his salary at least tomorrow. He is a nationally recognized researcher. I'm not even smart enough to read the titles of his research. I mean, it's deep stuff. He's gotten some major grants, but he is at Bruton Parker College. And so we have a physics professor that is the quality of any state university, I'm telling you, in the state of Georgia, Sampio Hong, who is there because he loves the Lord and he wants to make an impact for Christ in the lives of students. That's just one story, but
yeah,
we have many. And Jonathan, one of the things that has really been an affirmation that God is with us, you know, people were skeptical, and I was talking to people and going to Bruton Parker. They said, boy, you're going to really have a hard time getting people to, you know, go to a little small school for a lot less money. We have an incredible faculty. Over 80% of our faculty have their PhDs or terminal degrees. We have the best quality faculty. And by the way, can I say a word about a nursing school right here?
Sure, go ahead.
And we've had some wonderful help, and Georgia Baptists have supported that in several ways that we're really very appreciative of. But, again, the idea, the narrative was, get a director of nursing, good luck. You know, they're few and far between. You'll be bidding against schools that'll have a lot higher salaries. Dr. Debbie Brierley, she's absolutely the best we could have ever hoped for. We have four very dedicated faculty members that are just outstanding. It's been wonderful to see that God has sent people to us. Of all the things we've had, I mean, whether it's this loan I was talking about that God provided for and the fundraising and all the kinds of things, the provisions of God, nothing has encouraged me more than the quality of the people that he has sent to Bruton Park College. He sent them there for something great, we feel like.
And that's a great word, because I think it reminds those listening today that even though they may choose to send their kids to a Christian college, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're compromising on academic excellence or from the professors that are teaching them and other things. That they're both for Bruton Parker as well as our other Baptist colleges. Just we have an array of professional teachers with terminal degrees that are really just top class in what they're doing.
Can I say a quick word about that? And I want to be careful because I don't want to seem critical, but I can say this, in the field of higher education, because of the immense pressure of keeping enrollments high, there are some schools that are compromising, I don't want to say social passing, that would be the wrong word, but they have lowered standards. And Bruton Parker is not doing that. Truett McConnell is not doing that. Schroeder University is not doing that. And we are holding them to the highest standards. We tell our students when they arrive, we have high standards. And I often quote former President George Bush, who said, low expectations is a form of prejudice. If we don't believe you have it in you, then we are prejudiced in terms of who you are.
Yeah.
We believe every student's made in the image of God and that they have enormous potential. As my old high school football coach said, and I didn't really appreciate this when we were doing the August running drills, but he said, your best friend in life is the one who makes you work hard and brings out the potential that you really have. And I've never forgotten that.
Yeah,
and that's what we
word.
Do at Bruton Parker. We have high expectations because we believe that they're in the image of God and they have great potential.
So you've got maybe a student that's in the youth groups of our churches here in Georgia, and they're, you know, let's just say they're a sophomore or a junior in high school looking to look forward to what colleges they're going to attend, try to make those decisions. Any two or three tips you might give them as they're trying to think through what they ought to be doing to try to determine what school would be best for them?
Well, of course, you know, you go to the website these days, and we've got a really easy-to-follow menu for students that are interested. We immediately engage those students. We love for them to come to the campus. Sometimes that's not possible, so we do a lot of virtual things. Immediately, one of the things is cost. You know, that's really obviously a very important factor. People are surprised at the cost that we can come very, very close many times to other opportunities they may have at secular universities. For, you know, just a very little difference, they can have the wonderful advantage of being at a Christian college. So, you know, get online and just follow that menu there, and you'll be followed up very quickly with one of our counselors, admissions counselors, who will engage personally and will follow you all the way through the process.
Yeah, so we certainly, as we're talking to different folks and as just our listening audience, would want to encourage them to do what you just said, to try to check out more and learn more about Bruton Parker as well as our other Georgia Baptist colleges. Well, our audience may not realize that the Georgia Baptist Foundation was created in 1941 for the primary purpose of raising endowment and other funds for our educational institutions like Bruton Parker. And so certainly something that's a passion for us is how do we continue to make sure that the college has the resources it needs to make a difference in the lives of the students. Maybe you can just take a minute or two before we end our time together and share with our audience what are some ways that they can engage financially. Maybe, I don't know if you've got any special projects that you're trying to raise funds for. Can you just tell us a little bit about maybe some ways that they can engage with you financially in addition to sending students to the school?
We have a number of avenues for giving that can really make a difference. Of course, we have some ongoing capital needs, and we actually still in the future anticipate those who may be blessed to give larger amounts some actual naming opportunities. Again, you can contact me personally or our development VP online. All the information there, it's under the menu giving. You just go to that menu and then we can direct you from there. I'd be glad to talk to any of our listeners personally about those opportunities. So there falls under the category of capital interest. We have people that's kind of where they're bent, what they would like to do.
Sure.
And we have opportunities there. And in some other regard, of course, we appreciate the ongoing gifts. If our listeners are interested, sometimes, to encourage them to give regularly. We have in our alumni and supporters, and maybe some of our listeners are giving. We have a number who just give a relatively small amount, but it's regular every month. This helps us tremendously because we have ongoing operational expense. And frankly, it's sometimes difficult to get large gifts for operational expense. So we appreciate those faithful gifts that people give that just are there, helping us to operationally be sound. But one of the major focuses that we have going forward right now is really to build our endowment for scholarship funds. And we really have two kind of opportunities there. One is what we call a funded scholarship. And someone may say, I have a set amount of money, but it's going to be a limited time that I'll have this money. Maybe it's a 3-year period, it's a 5-year period. I'd like for it to make an impact now, immediately, mm-hmm. with students. And so, we had one lady, for instance, that made a commitment of $5,000 for several years. And there'll be an end point to that because of her resources. But during that time, she's making an enormous impact. On the other hand, there's been some who've been blessed with resources to do something for an endowment. I recently had an opportunity with someone that had a rather significant sum that he is dedicated now for ministry training, and it will be there in perpetuity. So we have the funded scholarship for those who can do something immediate, and we never underestimate what that can mean. I tell our constituents, many of our students, and by the way, in our South Georgia area, there's a lot of students with financial challenges. Perhaps more than other regions of the state. And sometimes, as I said, they're just a flat tire away. A small gift can make a big impact. Our motto is no gift is too small that it's not needed, and no gift is too large that it's not needed and appreciated as well. So all the gifts, small or large, needed and appreciated. But the endowed scholarship is in perpetuity, and that's something that can go on, as a lasting legacy. And a lot of times people want to do that in memory of a loved one or in honor of someone. And so those are gifts that really can make an impact for the long term. And one other aspect, just quickly kind of wrap that segment up in terms of the availability, is that if you're considering your estate, think about something that could go on and last, in perpetuity and make an impact from now until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. Just think about that. So we're very much interested in trying to help people plan. You all do a great job on that. We love partnering with you. And we'd love to talk to you about that opportunity.
Well, Dr. Eccles, it's been a privilege just to have a chance to chat with you today. As much as our audience knows, it's our role to try to help our institutions and churches raise funds for their ministries. And it's a great joy of ours to work closely with Bruton Parker College and your donors to try to help make sure that the college is really just as financially strong as it can be. Not for the purpose of being financially strong, but for the purpose of impacting students for the cause of Christ. And we appreciate so much what you do. Thank you for our time today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. And for our listening audience, we just thank you for joining us today. And if you have an interest in Bruton Parker College, I know Dr. Eccles would be more than happy to take any questions or to take you on a tour or direct you to the right people. So we would encourage you just to take time to check them out. God bless and have a good day.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed this conversation, please be sure to rate and subscribe to our podcast content so you don't miss an episode. At the Georgia Baptist Foundation, we exist to help churches and their members faithfully steward all that God has blessed them with while effectively leveraging their resources for kingdom purposes. We do this in two primary ways. First, we help individuals include gifts in their estate plans and provide assistance with establishing charitable annuities and trusts. Second, we offer long-term, morally screened investments that allow churches and ministries to better steward ministry dollars. If you want to learn more about how we can help you or your church do more with the resources God has blessed you with, contact us at our website at www.gbfoundation.org. Connect with us on social media as well to stay up to date with our latest podcast content, as well as news on educational events and opportunities.